Hello, my name is Gagan Gulati and I'm going to demo the power of the new RMS SDKs. Let's start with our brand new IP Viewer application for Windows Desktop. IP Viewer application supports both protection and consumption of all important file types. IP Viewer application is installed on this machine. In this demo folder, I have placed few files that we're going to protect now. Let us start with the doc file. I will right click here and click protect. Protect is a new verb that we have introduced. As you can see, the IP Viewer application opens up and it provides me a list of templates or policies that I can choose from. I choose the confidential policy and click apply. At this time, the IP Viewer application protects the doc file behind the scenes. To ensure that the doc file has been protected, let's double click on it and open it up. Here, I can see that the file has been protected with the right policy. I'll close it. We now protect much more than just the Office documents. The new File API and thus IP Viewer also protects PDF documents. Let us see a demo. I will right click on the PDF and say protect. I choose the template and click apply. And now this PDF file has to be opened in Foxit PDF Reader, which is an RMS enabled application. Here, the PDF protection standard is an ISO standard proposed by Microsoft. SharePoint 2013 also uses the same standard today. We have also introduced the new generic protection formats to IP Viewer and File API. Therefore, you can right-click and protect any file in generic format. Let us first start with the PDF file. The admin can choose to protect the PDF file either as a native PDF protection file that you just saw, which will be opened through Foxit. Or he can also protect the PDF file as a .p file. So if I had protected the PDF file as a .p file, and I click on this .p file, we show the following. We show that the IP Viewer says that your version of Adobe Reader, which is the default PDF reader on this machine, is not able to automatically manage these writes. And I can choose to click open, which will open the PDF file unencrypted in Adobe Reader. So I click open, and the file now opens up in Adobe Reader, but unprotected. This is just one example of generic protection. Also, protected text files and picture files are a new set of file formats that we are launching today. We will build IP Viewer applications on all platforms that support creation and consumption of generically protected text files and picture files. Let us now show you how you would create a pretext file. So you click on the text file and say protect. You go through the same experience, and now you have a pretext file ready. Similarly, you can right click on a JPEG file, protect, and you have a PJPEG file ready. Consuming a ptext and pjpeg file, let's go through the experience. I double click on the ptext file. It grants me access. And now the file opens up in the Microsoft Information Protection Viewer itself. We essentially are giving deluxe treatment and we render this file natively in IP Viewer as IP Viewer is an RMS enabled app. Similarly, the PJPEG file also opens up in the IP Viewer application. These two formats are going to get deluxe treatment for us, and IP Viewer applications across all the SDKs will be able to open up these two formats natively. Now, this is not true for all the file formats. Let us choose the RTF file. You see the RTF file, if I click protect, and choose a policy. it gets converted to an RTF.p file, just like the PDF file did, if I choose to. It's not getting any special treatment for us, from us, just like PJPEG or PText did. So double-clicking on the RTF.p file will again ask me the same question as the PDF file, and will open the file unencrypted in the RTF viewer. This operation of opening up unencrypted has been audited. So the administrator and the owner in the longer run would know that such an operation has occurred. Now let's talk about what really happened here. This IP viewer application works with File API and ADRMS client on Windows. IP viewer application brings all the policies and templates on the machine first. In this case, I was connected to the Azure ADRM service. I created a new tenant called ISV tenant 001 for myself. So when IP viewer calls File API automatically protects the Word document and any other document that you have given. Now, just for the sake of the rest of the demo, I'm going to copy this ptext file from here. And I'm going to send it over as an email to a couple of other emails that I have so that we can expect them there. Thank you. Let us try consuming this ptext file on a Windows 8 device as well. I click on the ptext file that I received via email from Windows IP Viewer. I choose to click open. IP app opens up and starts the consumption workflow. I'm first asked to sign in. I click sign in. The application authenticates me and then decrypts the content of the ptext. I can also see the protection banner showing up here. I click on the More Information button, and I can see that I have View and Edit Save Rights. And I also see that the rights were granted to me by user 1. Now, I can also create a new file here. I click New. I write Hello from Windows RT. And then I click on protection. The protection workflow starts. I am asked to choose one of the existing policies. I click confidential and say apply. And there, the file has been protected. I can click on more information to see that I have full control over this document because I am the owner. IP viewer on Windows 8 uses our Windows Store SDK. Just like iOS and Android, the consumption and publishing workflows are built into the SDK, so it is very easy to build a Windows Store application using the RMS SDK. Thank you. The same scenarios work on an iOS device as well. Here, I have an iPad 6.1 emulator open with IP app. I click on IP app. It takes me to the familiar screen where I can add text. I click on the protection button, which starts the protection workflow. I'm first asked to log in with my organizational account. I put in the password and click sign in. Once I'm authenticated, I'm asked to choose a policy. I choose the confidential policy and click apply. And the ptext is now protected. I can also click on more information, which shows me that I am the owner and have full control over this document. Again, IP app is based on RMS SDK for iOS platform. The protection workflow is built into the SDK so that IP app has very little code to write to become RMS enabled. Thank you very much. I'm going to continue the demo on an Android device. This device is an Android emulator. I received the email here that I had sent from my Windows IP viewer. I've already installed IP app on this device. IPF is a sample application which uses an SDK, and it is available as part of the Connect beta. So ptext file is now associated with IPF. I click on View, which will launch IPF and the consumption workflow there. The first part of the consumption workflow is that the application asks me to authenticate. I click on sign in. I was authenticated, and then the message got decrypted, and I'm able to see the content of the ptext file. I can also see what privileges do I have by clicking on more information. Here I see I've been given edit rights and forward rights, that the template is confidential, and that the rights were granted by user one. I can also protect and create new protected text using this application. I click IPApp. I type in some text. And then I click on the protect button on the application. This launches our protection workflow. I am asked to log in first. And in this case, I already put in the credentials. So now I am taken to a screen which asks me to choose from an existing policy. I choose the policy and click apply. And voila, the file is now protected. I can click on more information button here to go to the details. I see that I have full control given I was the owner. Behind the scenes, this IP application is using the new RMS SDK for Android. The authentication and template and the policy selection UI is built inside the SDK itself. So there is very little code to be written on the Android app sample application. Thank you for your time.